We felt that there was a real need, something that we could do. We could offer help, we could offer a room, we could offer sanctuary. The first refugee we had, he was with us for about 3 years, and it was an open-ended invitation, really, because we had the room. It's been extremely beneficial, certainly to our grown-up children now, who have come to understand that there's people in the world that are not as well off as they are, and it's been an insight into their culture. I think people tend to think that they come here and they get the full range of benefits and they get a free house. That just isn't the case. And so he was without accommodation and really relying on people, to friends, to give him accommodation. And that's when these people can be picked up by the Red Cross or other organisations, and they get referrals to different charities. And so that's how he came to Refugees at Home. It's very hit and miss with the Home Office. They seem to be a law unto themselves. Doesn't seem to be any pattern as to who will get asylum and who doesn't. Some people get asylum after a couple of months. Some people, it's 10 years. Even though you can have a wide perspective of life through the media and what you see on TV, once you actually personally experience seeing and meeting someone from another country who's been in difficult situation, that's when it really impacts upon you.
He came from Iraq, got into the country, went straight to the police station and said, you know, that's what, and they put him in a cell first of all, while they sorted out somewhere for him to stay. But as time went on and appeals went on and on, at first he was given somewhere to live, and then he wasn't, and he had to rely on friends to look after him, really, and he didn't get any allowance or anything, did he? Which is, you know, no, after a while he came to us. Put your child in one of those, I just can't imagine it, to put your child in one of them people and get him knowing. They must realise how dangerous it is, but they must be so desperate. That's the only way. It's not just giving them a roof over their head and food. It's supporting them through the process, because they, you know, they get really down. They're not allowed to work. They would like to support, you know, they would like to support themselves. They would like to go to work, pay their taxes, pay their national insurance, and that. But they're not allowed to. And if you haven't got anything to do all day mentally, they can get, you know, really down. So it's supporting them through that, and, you know, talking to the doctors and talking to the solicitors.